Almost 19,000 New Yorkers applied for a handgun license in 2009. The state police know who they are, the type of gun they own, and where the guns were sold. But when it comes to assault rifles, like the one used to kill 20 first graders in Newtown and six educators, they have not got a clue. WNYC's Robert Lewis has more.
Despite having some of the toughest gun laws in the country, New York State does not require any kind of license to buy a rifle or a shotgun and doesn't bother to track such weapons. As gun control looms as a major political issue this year, advocates like Kristen Rand of the Violence Policy Center say tightening rules for these so-called long guns should be on the table.
Well, I think, you know, at one time it made sense to focus on having permitting systems for handguns and not long guns. That was before the gun industry became entirely militarized, so that we see these military-style assault rifles becoming incredibly popular. But because they're long guns, they would be exempt from that sort of permitting scheme.
New York State does have an assault weapons ban in place, making it one of only a handful of states with such limitations. But the category of rifle used in Newtown and shortly after to kill two firefighters in Webster is legal, and the state doesn't even require a permit to buy such guns. Kristen Rand says that points to the current law's limitations, given the increase in weapons that seem designed to kill other humans.
I think New York improving their assault weapons ban is incredibly important. You know, I think you saw the kind of damage that can be done with an assault rifle, with the attack on the firefighters, and it's easy to fix.
State figures show murders with rifles are rare, but that doesn't mean such guns aren't being used in crimes. New York police departments asked the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to track almost 8,800 crime guns in 2011. Almost a quarter were rifles or shotguns. And the percentage is higher when you look at specific communities, particularly those upstate. Jackie Hilly, executive director of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, said that's why it's important to note the state doesn't track rifles.
Well, I think it does matter. It certainly matters in Buffalo, where 50% of the guns used in crime are long guns.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has indicated he wants to address the issue. At a meeting today, he said he'd strongly support gun control legislation.
I think what the nation is saying now after Connecticut, what people in New York are saying, is do something, please.
He and legislators might find a model in New York City. Here, residents do need a permit to own a rifle or shotgun, and choices are more limited. In the city, semi-automatic rifles with bayonet mounts, grenade launchers, or pistol grips are illegal. These features are legal, however, in New York State, as long as there's only one per gun. Jacob Reaper, vice president of legislative affairs for the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, said any changes that go after guns or legal gun owners won't work.
All of these ideas, they're based on the false premise that somehow guns are the problem. They're not. You have to focus on personal behavior, on criminals, especially on the mentally ill.
Advocates say New York has a chance to be a leader nationwide in terms of gun control. But unless there are federal changes, the impact will be limited. Statewide, the majority of guns used in crimes come from outside New York, many from states with much weaker gun laws. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.